So Strasbourg, well, you're cool, you're good. Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss the anatomy of a recapitalization. We'll continue with the Strasbourg example. So Strasbourg could recapitalize, meaning that it should issue enough additional debt to optimize its capital structure, and then use the debt proceeds to repurchase stock. As shown in a previous figure, a capital structure with 40% debt is optimal. But before tackling the recap, as it is commonly called, let's consider the sequence of events starting with the situation before Strasbourg issues any additional debt. The valuation analysis of Strasbourg at a capital structure consisting of 20% debt and 80% equity. These results are repeated in column 1, along with the shareholder wealth, which consists entirely of $200 million in stock before the repurchase. The next step is to examine the impact of Strasbourg's debt issuance. We can look at the chart here, and we can notice the difference between the three different opportunities. The next step in the recap is to issue debt and announce the firm's intent to repurchase stock with the newly issued debt. At the optimal capital structure of 40% debt, the value of the firm's operations is $257.86 million, shown in our figure here. This value of operations is greater than the $250 million value of operations for WD of 20%, so our weight of debt is 20% because the weighted average cost of capital is lower. Notice that Strasbourg raised its debt from $50 million to $103.14 million, an increase of $53.14 million. You can see that they have increased their debt load from $50 million to $103.14 million. Because column 2 reports data prior to the repurchase, Strasbourg has short-term investments in the amount of $53.14 million. You can see $53.14 million of short-term investments. The amount that was raised in the debt issuance, but that has not yet been used to repurchase stock. As the chart shows, Strasbourg's intrinsic value of equity is $207.86 million. You can see our shareholder wealth, $207.86 million. Because Strasbourg has not yet repurchased any stock, it still has 10 million shares outstanding. Therefore, the price per share after the debt issue, but prior to the repurchase, is $20.79. So we take the $207.86, our shareholder wealth, we divide that by 10 for a 20.79 stock price. Column 2 of the figure above summarizes these calculations and shows the wealth of the shareholders. The wealth of the shareholders is worth $207.86 million. Strasbourg has not yet made any cash distributions to shareholders, so the total wealth of shareholders is the $207.86 million. The new wealth of $207.86 million is greater than the initial wealth of $200 million. So the recapitalization has added value to shareholders. Notice also that the recapitalization caused the intrinsic stock value to increase from $20 to $20.79. Summarizing these results, we see that the issuance of debt and the resulting change and the optimal capital structure caused one, the weighted average cost of capital to decrease, two, the value of operations to increase, three, shareholder wealth to increase, as well as the stock price to increase. So we'll conclude the class on corporate finance. I've hoped that you've enjoyed your time with me learning the fundamentals of corporate finance. I really do hope that you can take these fundamentals and apply them to your day-to-day operations and whatever you do, or have a better understanding of how financial markets, capital markets, and businesses operate. We just pray that you can utilize these and use them to affect others in a positive manner. God bless.